traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The Greg Kelly Show.
Yeah, big bridge fell down in Baltimore. Pretty shocking to see that go down. I'll get to that. But unfortunately, it's not shocking. It's a fact of life. It is happening. The conditions have been set for more of this to happen. A New York City police officer gunned down in the line of duty last night. And this was... It's a fact of life for policing, unfortunately. Always has been, always will be. But something that we did not have to contend with was media, Democrat politicians, actually encouraging disrespect and disobedience of the cops. And that will lead to this. You know what had happened during a traffic stop in Queens? A traffic stop. If everybody keeps their cool, a traffic stop will go down fine. But I have actually seen on mainstream media, they're trying to say that traffic stops are unconstitutional, do not cooperate. While a guy was getting shot last night, our police officer, I was actually pointing out how in New Mexico, at the very same time I was making a video about this, there was a guy who refused to get out of the car, who refused to show his hands, and then started to say to the cop, "Hey, you want to go home tonight? Go back to your police car. You want to go home tonight? Yeah, go back to your police car." Whoa, what? I would have personally started a blast right there probably because he refused to see show his hand. He said he had a gun in his hand. So just awful stuff. The police officer, just 31 years old, leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old baby. You heard? And I've been hearing for weeks now, months actually, that it's all in our mind when it comes to crime in New York City. It's, perception. It's just perception. And if you focus on the reality, it's the biggest, safest city in the world. That's not true. That is not true. Do not trust this police department, its management, its leadership. Do not trust City Hall. They're playing games with the numbers. Let's take a look at this. Jonathan Diller was the officer's name. The stricken family from the post of an NYPD cop killed by a career criminal posted a heartbreaking message Tuesday online where photos from happier times showed him at his wedding and holding his baby son. "John, there are no words to describe how devastated we are that you are gone," wrote slain officer Jonathan Diller's brother-in-law, Jonathan McCauley, also an NYPD cop. "You were a good man and a great father whose shoes can never be filled," said the grieving McCauley, who was married to the dead 31-year-old cop's sister. "I swear to you that I will look after your son as if he were my own." Looking at a picture of the cop there with his little guy. Oh, man. Cute, cute, cute. Diller was fatally gunned down at 5:50 in the afternoon Monday during a routine traffic stop in Far Rockaway, Queens, when the suspected killer refused to get out of an illegally parked car and pumped a bullet into the hero officer's stomach under his protective vest. Touching Facebook photos depict Diller, who had participated in more than 70 busts in his 3 short years on the force as a family man and a doting dad. He cut a dapper figure in a black tuxedo when he walked down the aisle with his new bride, Stephanie McCauley, in November of 2019. In one joyful photo, the newlyweds lift their joined hands in the air as they leave the church surrounded by loved ones. This past July, Diller was pictured proudly posing alongside his infant son as he served as a groomsman at his sister's Long Island nuptials. Diller of Massapequa Park in Long Island was shot by Guy Rivera, 41 years old, authorities say. What started out as an everyday car stop instantly became a moment where so many lives would be turned upside down, McCauley wrote. John leaves behind a wife and a 1-year-old son who will now grow up without his father. To those of you out there in the streets, it can be so easy to become wrapped in the moment, said the cop who has worked in the NYPD's aviation unit, to think horrible events like this can happen to you, to become focused on making that next arrest or racing to the action. Remember those who love you in the moment, the brother-in-law said. The grieving relative also shared photos of Diller standing alongside, smiling alongside his wife and son in a rescue helicopter. McCauley was pictured in his own NYPD uniform. The area where Diller was shot is a known hotbed for gang activity, law enforcement sources said. Despite his injuries, the cop was able to get the gun away from the shooter after it fell to the pavement. The chief of detectives said during a press conference a few hours after the incident, Diller was pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. I'm looking at the guy, Guy Rivera, the suspect, career criminal, in and out of jail for decades. A GoFundMe for the family was started by a retired member of the NYPD scuba team and ratcheted up more than $28,000 within 12 hours. As of Tuesday morning, authorities had not announced any charges against Rivera or the driver, 41-year-old Lindy Jones. The men had shared associations and were well-known in that part of Queens, sources said. Rivera's lengthy rap sheet included 21 prior arrests and a five-year stint in prison for possession of a controlled substance. He had shared associates with Jones, who was also known as a recidivist with a history of 14 narcotics, assault, and domestic violence-related arrests. Last April, Jones was charged with second-degree criminal possession of a weapon and other related charges after he was found with a loaded 25-caliber gun. He was set to appear at a hearing in that case on Monday. I can't not say it any clearer. It is the good guys versus the bad guys. That's Eric Adams. Ewick, who encouraged this attitude and this lawless behavior. Don't tell me that crap about the campaign. This guy was all his life bad-mouthing the New York City Police Department, playing the race card, and now look what's happened. You can go back to de Blasio as well. First, he pretended the NYPD was broken. Then he pretended to fix what wasn't broken. And then he actually managed to break it and break the community. Tail end of Giuliani, Bloomberg, this city was peaceful. Now, look, yes, we have always had, cops have always died in the line of duty. And unfortunately, that will always happen no matter what the hell the politicians do. But this is like, this is open season. This is crazy. What gets me the most, a routine traffic stop. And this guy couldn't have cooperated. This guy couldn't have gotten out of the car. Where did he get the idea that it was A-OK to do that? Possibly by watching cable news. Possibly by just turning on the TV. There's a famous case. Let me find the one first in New Mexico. I was playing this last night just when this damn thing went down. Let's see, Megan, Sophie. There was a guy shot in New Mexico. He threatened the cop. I'll find that file in a moment. Just really, really too bad. Really too bad. So unnecessary. So this bridge comes down, and what does it mean? Not sure yet. We don't know. It didn't look like it was sufficient to take down an entire bridge, did it? That ship was going about, what, 3 miles per hour? And it hit the pylon and the whole damn bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I've been on that bridge. You probably have been on it if you ever drove to Washington, D.C. Sure, you can take the tunnel, but plenty of people take that bridge. And one interpretation, one explanation is that the ship lost power, which I don't know if I totally buy because I can see the lights on that ship before it crashes. So there are lights on in the ship, but when it loses power, you can't steer the damn thing. And they issued a warning. The ship made a mayday call that went out throughout the harbor. And at the last moment, they actually closed down the bridge, and maybe a lot more lives could have been lost. I don't know. It's something to see. The bridge was built in 1977. I was surprised it was that new. It looks to me like an older bridge. It actually looks a lot like the Pulaski Skyway, if you're familiar. So you've probably seen it come down. I don't think it's I think we kind of have to see it. I turned on the TV this morning. I heard about it, and I wanted to see it. I want to see what the hell happened, right? I only saw a glimpse of it online, so I turned on the TV. This is what happened on CNN. It was very strange. And CNN has been shamed into not showing the video. We can handle it. We're grown-ups. Even boys and girls can handle it. Okay? You can't bury this. I don't like the direction of censorship. I hate censorship. But the shaming of, you don't show that, it's too traumatizing. That's always an excuse. All right? We need to see this stuff. It needs to be prevented. The country needs to wake up. Our infrastructure is totally crumbling. And it would be nice to have, I don't know, maybe somebody in office who knows a thing or two about building. Hey, Donald Trump knows a thing or two about building, doesn't he? What does Joe Biden know a thing or two about? Smiling, shaking hands, and handing out money. And getting money. A lot of it. Under the table, over the table. Play that CNN thing, please, because it's pretty weird. They're talking to the mayor of Baltimore. Go ahead.
Get us to Mayor Brandon Scott, the mayor of Baltimore, who is with us right now on the phone. Mayor Scott, first of all, I just want to say that I am so sorry that your community is going through this right now and that there are families wondering and worrying about their loved ones at this hour. Can you tell me so far what you know about exactly what happened here to the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
Well, listen, we have an unspeakable tragedy. We know that this vessel struck the bridge and the bridge collapsed. There were individuals working on the bridge at that time. There are cars in the water. Our fire department has confirmed that as they lead this ongoing search and rescue mission through sonar. That is where our focus is. It's about those souls and people that we're trying to find and get out of this water. We know that there's going to be questions about the bridge and traffic and the port, but right now everyone in this world's focus should be about these souls and those families who are wondering if these people are going to walk back in the door after they walked out to work last night.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The anxiety of all this, and then plus just watching the video of what happened and how quickly the bridge failed. Can you give me some sense of what you thought at first light this morning when you saw the pictures of actually what that bridge looks like with the barge slammed into it there? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, it was something out of an action movie. It's something you never think you would see. And being here right now, looking at it, is even more surreal. And it just makes you think about, again, those families, those individuals that were on that bridge, those folks that are even on that vessel, even more, because no one should have to endure. And I'm going to be the first to ask that CNN and everyone else stop showing the video. No one needs to see a possibility of their family member being severely injured or otherwise over and over and over again, because it's just traumatizing our community.
Fair enough, Mayor.
All right. He was all right with the information, and he said something, whatever. I disagree. I totally disagree. I think you got to show it. And but it worked. That little admonition, gently, wasn't a dick about it. Excuse me. Wasn't a jerk about it. Did I say the D word? Sometimes that kind of works. Sometimes it kind of works. It's a little bit. Yeah, I don't. It relax, everybody. It's not that bad. Rich, are you okay? You all right? You traumatized too? No? All right. He was a little bit jerky, but okay. Can I go to the, what else do we say? Oh, I will say this. We have a transportation secretary and an infrastructure department and a Congress that is totally and completely checked out. You know, in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, they did that great big report, the 9/11 Commission. It was actually pretty good. It's a couple hundred pages long if you read the thing. And, you know, they point their finger, but not in a... Do I want to say that word again? Not in a jerky kind of way. But they said to Congress, you guys have got to start pursuing investigations based on what we need, not on what will generate headlines. Basically, legislative work, oversight work is kind of supposed to be boring. Ever since Watergate, all these congressmen, they just wanted to be super exciting and get them elected senator or get them a cushy job in the private sector, maybe a show on MSNBC. And the 9/11 report said, you guys got to get back to the basics of oversight and legislating and just the drudgery of government. as opposed to what's going to generate headlines and get these guys in the paper and on cable news shows and whatnot. But Pete Buttigieg, who believes in, you know, what is he fighting? Transportation infrastructure is not his priority. Fighting infrastructural racism. He thinks there are there's racism built into the ridges and roads. This is a real thing. Liberals actually think it. And they have a $1 trillion project to eradicate structural, like architectural racism. You know, the bridges on the Belt Parkway and on the Southern State Parkway? They claim erroneously that those bridges are small on purpose to prevent city buses from getting to Jones Beach. And one of the things they want to do is fix those bridges that aren't broken so that buses can get to Jones Beach. They say that people from Brooklyn can't go to Jones Beach. I've been to Jones Beach. There are a lot of people from Brooklyn there, right? They say, though, that it was all meant by a guy named Robert Moses to keep black people from and Hispanic people from going to the beach, right? But it's all a fantasy. Robert Caro is a very talented writer, but he wasn't perfect, and he made mistakes, and he made a big one in that one. And every time I say that to the fake news, they're astonished. It's like their Bible, Robert Caro. Now, none of them have actually read the book. They just like to show it off because it's 1,000 pages, and no one is actually, other than me and like 5 other people, have actually read the book. Anyway, it is a myth like so many other things. Let's talk about how we can help this family, okay, of the officer Diller, killed in the line of duty last night at the age of 31, leaving behind a wife and a 1-year-old beautiful baby. Be right back.
Greg Kelly.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Is the Greg Kelly Show.
Hello. Joe Biden made an announcement, he talked about this whole situation with the bridge. And the first thing he did was boasted that he took the train over it. You know, Amtrak Joe, he went to the moon and back 55 times on that silly Amtrak train. The problem is the bridge does not have any train tracks. He doesn't have any train tracks, but Joe took the train over it. All right, now I want to go to the longer clip. He just wrapped up. And you notice anything about Joe? It's the usual sleepy Joe. He's very sleepy at, what the hell time was it? 1 o'clock in the afternoon when he made that speech? I mean, it sounds like it's 1 in the morning, the day after Election Day. He's totally exhausted. Go ahead with the longer clip, please.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. You know, We're not leaving until this job gets done.
Yeah, right. Just like the East Palestine people, right? You're going to stay and help? No. Watch out, Baltimore. Actually, with you, he's probably going to come through. He sounded pretty wiped out, didn't he? Where is the Adderall?
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
The way to make the tax code fair is to make big corporations, the very wealthy, begin to pay their fair share. Remember in 2020, 55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion and paid zero in federal income
and
tax.
And Joe hates zero. That because he wants the money for himself. He's so envious of the people who got rich the old-fashioned way through hard work. Joe thinks he's entitled to that money. But didn't he sound all fired up and, you know, for Joe Biden, pretty clear, all right? He read that speech like nobody's business. This morning, reading a speech about the big bridge coming down. Notice anything. Go ahead.
That federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time.
I don't know. Very sleepy and weird. Speaking of weird, what the hell's going on with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever? And who was arrested? Why did they send in the SWAT team, the Homeland Security SWAT team, with their guns drawn, went into his house in Los Angeles? Another one, I'm looking at him right now. Hut, 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 hut. I mean, they got to suspect all kinds of really bad criminal stuff going down. I mean, if this is... If this is just for not paying his taxes on time, no, the word is sex trafficking. There's an investigation underway. And I looked it up. I mean, I really can't think of anything P. Diddy Daddy has done. I can think of three things. I met him once. I met him on the Fox and Friends weekend show a while back. And he showed up, such a member of the community, wanting to do everything he could for the community. He was there to sell vodka. Right, a big giant jug of vodka he brought with him. It was called Ciroc, and it's flavored vodka. Anyway, yeah, that's how he was given back to the community. That's what we need, another deluxe version of vodka, right? He was also famous for the White Party. And then he had that song where they took over the Police song, Every Breath You Take, and then he put a couple of yo, yo, yo. And it was an ode to that guy, Biggie Smalls, who got killed in Brooklyn. And the Take Me to the Greek movie, which was very funny, with that British comedian. And that's about it for me and Puff Daddy. So I had to do a little bit of research. I looked up his song, recently produced, Sex in a Porsche. Can't really say anything about the song, all right? It is one dirty screed. Very, very dirty. I would say it's... I don't think it actually is very supportive of women. I think it rather debases women. I think it's safe to say. So this whole world, I don't know anything about it, to be honest. The hip-hop world, the hip-hop culture. A lot of it, when I do look into it, is pretty gross. It used to be kind of cool and wholesome. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever do that. Free bass. Remember that one? Grandmaster Flash? That was cool. It was an anti-drug message. Some of the early hip-hop I actually like. It was about having fun and dancing. And then it got perverted and weird and totally over the top, crazy. Just crazy, insane violence and sex and all about the hoes and, you know, the bitches who lied to me and I'm going to get them back and I'm going to slap them hard and yikes. It's a good thing I can't understand what the hell they're singing. You have to actually take a time out and look up the lyrics. So P. Diddy has not been arrested. We don't know what the hell's going on, but he's lost a couple of big endorsements lately, and some partnerships have gone south. They say he's worth about $1 billion. Here's the thing, though, and everybody breaks this out. And quite frankly, I did last night myself. I said, well, P. Diddy is pretty famous. I bet he... worked with Obama. I bet there are some pictures of him with Obama. And sure enough, there are plenty of pictures of him with Obama. Plenty. But then again, I had to look. Well, probably is a picture of him with Trump, isn't there? And sure enough, there was. So I studied that for a while because I know Trump's a good guy, and I don't believe that about Obama, to be honest. So what's going on here? And I had to look carefully, and then somebody pointed out to me, well, you know, Kanye West, and we all know that Kanye West has problems, he went to the Oval Office to see Trump, and I'm looking at another picture with Jay-Z and Obama, and they're kind of laughing and having a good old time. And I'm trying to figure out what, there's a difference here, but what is going on? And the difference is this, that when celebrities see Trump, especially from a world that might not be his naturally, they're seeing Trump on Trump's terms. They are signing up for the Trump Make America Great Again agenda. When celebrities are seen with Obama, it's Obama getting down with the celebs. It's Obama adopting their culture and mores, not the other way around. Does that make sense? It really came through with Kanye, who's sitting there with the Make America Great Again, and he's talking about making America great again, and Donald Trump's the man to do it. They're quite frankly talking about politics. They weren't partying. And there's so much footage of Obama just flat out partying with these guys. And where the hell is Obama now? What beach is he on right now? I want to know, where the hell is he? What is he doing? He's yet another guy who went into politics to get out of politics to make money. That is so rampant right now. Hey, do you have the P. Diddy? You have the P. Diddy thing? So P. Diddy hated Trump at one point when Hollywood just totally turned their back on him. He was, before Hollywood went totally crazy, everybody liked Trump. Democrats, Republicans, and then they started calling him a white supremacist, and then any nightmarish version of anything you had, you could project it onto Trump, and nobody would call you out on it. Nobody, it would just, you could say anything about Trump, and people would buy it. So P. Diddy is on some radio show a while back, and some guy's interviewing him, and he's the guy, whoever it is like, yeah, good point, good point, good point. Listen to what Diddy says, not only about Trump, but about America and about white people and black people. It's pretty scary stuff. So P. Diddy, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised he's probably going to wind up in prison. Go ahead.
If this man is elected, we're not standing by no more getting killed. We're not scared of anybody standing up and standing by. We're on the verge of a race war.
White, I don't know what
like
that.
Trump
go.
Need to be banished.
Whoa.
That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either. But hey, we got to get him in office. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hold him accountable.
All right. I might have been talking over the when he said white men need to be banished. Wow. That's not only racist, it's genocidal. This guy's a maniac. And where the hell is Obama? You know, you look at what happened in Far Rockaway last night, that cop being killed. And this has been encouraged by the left. Where do people suddenly get up? Where did they get the idea to defy cops? It happened basically overnight. Now, this is from El Paso, Texas, from March 5th, Diego. El Paso, Texas, March 5th. I think I sent you this, right? It's a scene of a guy, an arrest. Poor cop is trying to make an arrest. Let me know. Do you have it or not? You got it? All right, good. Let's hear it.
Do me a favor, dude. Can you step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where is that?
All right, the voice that's lower, he says, back the F up. The guy with the louder voice, that's the cop, all right? That's the only F word in the whole thing. Okay, can you pick it up from there? Can you pick it up? Go ahead.
Relax. Relax, dude. Relax.
Please get away from me.
Okay, relax. What do you have in your hand?
Please get away from me.
What do you have in your hand, dude? Clear there.
Please, sir.
What do you have in your hand, dude?
Please, sir. Don't make me do this.
What's in your hand?
It's a gun. So please back up.
Hey,
over there by your car.
Let me see your hand, dude.
Go by your car, please.
Let me see your hand.
Stop. The guy just said, the suspect in the car, I have a gun, and he's telling the cop to get back. I mean, all right, I'm just going to tell you how this turns out, and you're going to hear it. The guy in the car, the cop is going to shoot him. Personally, I would have shot him already the moment he said, I've got a gun in my hand and back up. It gets even creepier. Keep going.
Let me see your hand,
please,
dude.
Sir. Please, sir.
Let me see your hand.
Go back to your car.
Just, hey, relax, dude. Relax.
Go home tonight?
Relax, dude.
Go home tonight, right?
Relax.
I'm relaxed. Can you please go back?
Okay, just put it. Just put it down, dude.
Go by your car.
Okay, I will.
Okay, go.
Put it down.
You want to go home tonight, right?
Just put it down.
You want to go home tonight?
Just put it down,
you
dude.
Go home tonight?
Just put it down.
I'm not going to put it down. Go by your car.
What dude. Is it, dude?
Go. Do you want to go home tonight?
Yes, did relax.
Did you pick the wrong day to go to work today?
Okay,
you picked the
relax,
wrong day to go to work?
Get back to
relax.
Your car. Get back to your car, please.
Relax, dude.
I'm going to relax. Just keep
Shots fired.
Well,
shots
somebody fired. Didn't go home that night, and the cop did. Horrible threat. I'm surprised the cop waited that long, to be honest. I'm sorry. That those kinds of creepy. Now, you could say, well, why didn't the cop just go back? He could have de-escalated. Don't get me started on the de-escalation nonsense. So what if the cop goes back, and this guy, the cop just surrenders, goes back. The cop is armed, but this guy threatens to shoot him, so the cop is going to retreat? Then what happens? What if the guy hits the gas and starts careening all over the neighborhood and running over people? Or gets to another location, a crowded location, gets out and starts shooting up the people? Or trying to shoot the cop and there are more people present and somebody else gets wounded? That will be all on the cop. He can't just walk away because the guy in the car said, beat it. So where did he get that attitude? The entire culture is screaming that. Not the entire, but you know what I mean. The mainstream media, the establishment, cops are racist. Joe Biden, the race baiting that SOB has done about this country. Hey, it would be nice also to have bridges that don't fall down. The infrastructure is really screwed up in this country. You got to look at, have you ever been to an airport in another country? My God, China, they got the most beautiful airports in the world. Kennedy, they just spent $1 billion renovating Kennedy. It's still a dump. We invented aviation. Why has the whole world surpassed us? Really is something else. Hey, I want to go back to the, what else do we know about the P. Diddy situation other than it's bad? How many kids does this guy have? He's got a lot of adult children. He's been around for a long, long time. Listen to this on ABC 7, Cut 18.
Some big breaking news, raids being carried out in several homes belonging to Diddy as part of a trafficking investigation being led on the Southern District of New York.
Eyewitness News reporter Jim Dolan is following developments for us. Mm. He is in the newsroom. Jim?
Well, Sandra, this is a developing story. The details of this are still a little unclear, but what we know for sure is that federal agents are searching a home in Holmby Hills, California, that our sister station, KBC-TV, says is associated with Sean Diddy Combs, the hip-hop music mogul. There's a raid going on at the same time of Combs's Miami area home as well. It's not yet clear what the investigators are looking for in either home. Two people were taken out of the home in handcuffs. Federal sources tell ABC News that the investigation is being carried out in connection with a human trafficking investigation. Diddy has been accused in recent court filings of sexual abuse and forced drugging, even beatings that stem from allegations in the 1990s. He has denied all of those allegations. One victim said that Combs met her at a Harlem restaurant in 1991, drugged her and took her home and sexually abused her, and that he videotaped that assault. Again, Combs denies those allegations. Just one more time, at least two homes associated with Sean Diddy Combs are being raided by federal agents connected with the Department of Homeland Security, one in Miami and one in Los Angeles.
All right, thank you, Jim Dolan. Pretty intense there. Do we buy that in 1991? Did we have camcorders in 1991? We kind of did. Not everybody did. Did he do that in 1991? And how long is 1991 ago? 33 years ago, something like that? 33 years ago? I don't know. keep an eye. We will we'll see what happens. People are saying that this could be just like the Jeffrey Epstein matter. And P. Diddy had a lot of friends. And also people are kind of asking questions, not about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber didn't do anything wrong. But was Justin Bieber possibly victimized? I got to be honest, the question occurred to me way back when I first heard of Justin Bieber. He was hanging out with all of these adult hip-hop guys. I don't think Usher did anything wrong because I get a good feeling about Usher. But the rest of them, and then P. Diddy kind of confronts him in a video that's getting attention. Like, hey, man, you don't call me anymore. You know, you hit it big and now you forgot your friends. At the time, Justin Bieber's 15 years old. And his mother has made allusions, Justin Bieber's mother's made allusions that he may have been fed cocaine, alcohol, marijuana by show business heavyweights. Hey, they're still giving Ronna Romney McDaniel a hard time. even I'm feeling sorry for her. I don't like her. I don't trust her. She's another one who went into politics to get out of politics to make money. But the treatment she's getting right now from MSNBC and NBC and the fake news in general is so over the top. You know, you got hosts blaming management. How could management have done this? When Chuck Todd did it, I thought, okay, this is a guy who's giving the middle finger to his boss. He gets off on it. I don't know. It's revenge time. But when you have every host on MSNBC criticizing management, management told them to do it. Hey, criticize us. It's okay. It's okay. This is damage control. We're going to do this as a team. Ronna Romney McDaniel ain't so bad after all. More when I come back.
Greg Kelly. Listening to the Greg Kelly Show.
President Trump put two of my videos up on Truth Social this morning. Made them last night. They're on Truth Social right now. I got to get more active on Truth Social. It's getting big and big, bigger and bigger and bigger. Don't believe the fake news when they say it's losing money. Donald Trump, his net worth, I think, doubled. It is really amazing. It is a stunning victory. What happened yesterday, and a huge rebuke of the judge and of Letitia James, scaling back the fine from $455 million to $175 million, less than half. In the legal world, you know, they have a different way of punishing each other and dissing each other that we don't really pick up on. For instance, the stop and frisk judge, her name was, what the hell was her name? It'll come to me in a second. Judge, shoot. Well, she ruled against the police department, said they were engaged in, what did she call it? Like indirect violations of the Constitution. It made no sense whatsoever. Judge Shira Shinland. And the appellate court stayed her ruling that imposed a monitor, that imposed a whole gun. That means you can't enforce this ruling. And they also removed her from the case. I mean, it doesn't get, there's not much more of a bitch slap than that in the legal world. But the fake news, they don't understand anything. And when they do, if they actually knew what was happening, they'd want to protect her because she was a Democrat and she was trying to stick it to Ray Kelly and Bloomberg. So they were basically on her side. So nobody ever really learned the scope. And she had to retire from the bench a short time later. This is the same kind of thing. Reducing the fine like that and also giving the green light for Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Weisselberg, Jeffrey McConney, I think his name is, a longtime accountant with the Trump Organization, that these guys are allowed to do business in New York, that they're allowed to get loans from banks. They're allowed to. The appeals court just said so, and they were penalized previously by Justice Engoron. He said you could not do that. So this is this is getting close to total and complete victory, and it's a beautiful thing. We got to go in a second. Joe, what's up?
Yes, hello. As far as that police officer, my heart goes out to the family and to all police officers out there. Do what you have to do. Don't let this happen to you. Be on your guard. Have one hand at your side. Don't let these lowlives take you out. Go home to your families. Put these lowlives, knock them into tomorrow.
What do you mean knock them into tomorrow?
If somebody tells me or somebody's going for a gun, don't wait. Have your hand on the gun.
Hey, Joe, these guys, I don't know if you're giving the cops advice right now or support. Don't give them advice. They know what to do.
Yeah, and they keep getting killed.
Joe, I just don't like the tone, and I don't like, you know, these cops know what to do, all right? You take care of yourself, Joe, all right? Take care of yourself. Were you ever a cop, Joe?
No.
All right. So we support the cops, all right? Just a little bit, you know, sending people to tomorrow and all that stuff, all right? Just a little bit easy, but you're okay.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.